You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hello, everyone. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with my friend Ken Gernick, covers the Dodgers for MLB.com and has been doing so all spring long. So, Ken, as we kind of wrap up spring training and head to the regular season, there's some injury issues going on with the Dodgers, especially with their pitching. So they finally got some results on Ryu, and it's not looking really good. He's going to start the year on the DL. What can you tell us about what is going on with him?
Yeah, they don't know how long he'll be out. He's going to be shut down for 2 weeks, and they'll reevaluate. He obviously has some damage in there and has for a while, but it's been manageable. He was out twice last year with this, and usually an injection and some rest, and he's able to come back. This time he had the injection and rest, and it still was bothering him. But they're hopeful that no surgery is required and that after these 2 weeks off, the inflammation will go away, and he'll be able to get back to throwing. They don't really know if that'll be the case, but they're hopeful. So for the next 2 weeks, no one will really know.
And I guess they're probably alarmed only because it's sort of the same. There's nothing that's changed so much, but did this keep happening? They have to feel a little less confident that rest and rehab is going to be probably good enough, wouldn't you think?
Well, I guess because the MRI didn't show additional damage, they're hopeful that if it's the same injury that he's been able to pitch with in the past, that he'll be able to pitch with it again. But I'm not a doctor, and it sounds like even the doctors can't answer your question. So we keep trying to ask the question five different ways, and the answer is always the same. We won't know anything for another 2 weeks. So I think they're concerned, but they're not really in position right now to go out and get somebody to replace him until they know that he can't pitch. So they're kind of in limbo. So for the next 2 weeks, it seems like they'll be in limbo, and they'll patch up in April with some extra pitchers that they've got. They've got some depth for situations like this. And if in the meantime they find out that it is going to be a long-term problem, they probably will go out and get a bona fide major league starting pitcher to fill that spot. But it doesn't sound like that's where they're headed right now.
Gotcha. Okay, so speaking of some of the options that they may have, well, first of all, one of the bigger options that they probably thought they had was Eric Bedard, who had gone through the spring sort of as the sixth starter, somebody who was probably ticketed for AAA, but certainly to be used as a reinforcement. But now he's having some issues. So he's out for about 4 to 6 weeks. And what can you tell us about his injury?
Yeah, it's the same injury that Clayton Kershaw had last year. He suffered it in Australia. Bedard said that he's had this before. It's 3 or 4 weeks. They're saying 4 to 6. Anyway, slice that he won't be able to step in for Ryu, and that was really what he was trying to be here for. So that was disappointing for him and for the team. He had pretty much agreed to go down in the minor leagues and just be on standby in case he needed a fill-in starter for an injury. So kind of defeats that whole purpose of signing him, but he's been able to come back from this before, and he expects to be able to come back again and in a month or so be available to be called up for a spot start if needed.
So some of the other options internally, like you say, they're going to be looking toward just within the organization. At this point, they did add some depth in the spring. They've got quite a few guys that can maybe step up. So can you just throw out a couple names of some people who might be able to be there in April to sort of pick up the slack?
Joe Weiland, Carlos Frias, Zach Lee, Mike Bolsinger. Those are four guys that are primarily starting pitchers that are on the 40-man roster. Most of the non-roster pitchers that they have in camp are relievers. But you have a couple swing guys like David Huff with a lot of major league experience and Chad Gaudin, who also has a lot of major league experience. They weren't really being worked specifically as starting, but more as swing men. But if they're going to go internally, they would probably wind up with somebody from that group. And then, of course, external, it's wide open. But right now, that would be the group that would most likely bring one of those players in to fill in for Ryu.
Well, let's talk about something on a little happier note. So the Dodgers just kind of swept in and signed Hector Oliveira, who was being watched by a lot of teams, was coveted by a lot of teams. He's a second baseman. They signed him to quite a hefty contract. There's $62.5 million with a $28 million signing bonus. Not a kid. He's actually turning 30 on April the 5th, but he's got some versatility. He can play third. Did that surprise you that the Dodgers signed him? I don't know that I heard that they were one of the top contenders.
Oh, yeah. They were in on him all along. And as they've been on many of the Cuban players, ever since they hit a home run with Gracio Puig, they've been on pretty much every Cuban impact player because they ignored the Caribbean for about a decade and their farm system fell behind in depth. So the recent influx of Cuban players available has allowed them to kind of play catch-up with a lot of the other ball clubs that have signed Dominicans and Venezuelans while the Dodgers were sitting it out. This guy's got an elbow issue, and the Dodgers were willing to look past that. They like his bat. They like the fact that he can play more than one infield position, and they've got three infielders that are going to be free agents after this year. So they figure he could be second baseman or third baseman with Howie Kendrick maybe leaving and Juan Uribe maybe leaving. Using Corey Sager to maybe take over shortstop where Jimmy Rollins will play this year. So they see this guy as an upgrade as a hitter, but as you said, he's not young. He's 30, and they gave him a six-year deal. But they haven't been shy as far as going after Cuban players since the Puig, and they've had mixed results, but they figure it's worth the risk.
So spring training wraps up. How is the team feeling about how things are going? It's been a very interesting camp, but every camp has their kind of injuries and just sort of things that they have to work through and deal with. But how are the Dodgers feeling about things right now, would you say?
Yeah, you know, they came in still a little uncertain because they made so many changes to a 94-win team, and nothing's really changed in that regard. You know, they haven't played yet. So they have had the one injury to Ryu. Otherwise, their roster is relatively healthy. So I think they're feeling pretty good about that. They feel they do have some pitching depth and perhaps a lineup that can score runs. That remains to be seen. The clubhouse has been good, and it's been relatively drama-free, which they like. So, you know, as far as spring training will tell you, they're relatively upbeat, but, you know, spring training doesn't really tell you a whole lot. It's mainly just to get guys in shape. And once the bell rings, everything can change. So to this point, I think they're pleased with the way the camp's gone, and they're looking forward to starting opening day.
As we all are. Thank you so much, Ken. I know that you're probably looking forward to spring training coming to a close, so congratulations on getting through another one. And we will be talking to you soon. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.